Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo, Pauly, what up, kid?
What's up? What's up?
I got to tell you, the best thing I've seen today so far is that pimpin' Nets hat you're rocking.
I like it, right?
Dude, like it. How about the way they're playing?
Yeah, man. Hey, you know what? We got to make Brooklyn great again.
And they are.
And now Nets are doing it.
I think they should give Kenny Atkinson a new fat deal. That dude's doing a hell of a job with these kids, man. They're winning.
Kids,
they're tough.
Exactly. With kids, no less.
You know they're tough.
Exactly. And he's building character in them, and he's teaching them how to be winners.
Did you see them beat Houston the other night in overtime? It was crazy.
I was on the West Coast.
But it was crazy, it. Yeah, dude. Harden at 58. It don't matter if you lose.
No, it don't. Well, ask Michael Jordan when he had all those points against the Celtics that year in the playoffs, right?
If you don't win, you go home and you tell your wife, what happened? I had 58. Did you win? No, you suck. I had 36 one night in a game. My kid goes, did you win? I go, no. He goes, you suck.
Yeah. Bottom line is the people will remember the W's.
Dude, on the road in Houston, take them to overtime, and Dinwiddie hits a little runner in the lane.
But young guys always have more passion. You know what I'm saying? Young guys, you know, they haven't been...
They don't know any better.
They haven't been jaded by the money, the fame, the media. You know what I'm saying? And this is what the fun thing about this Nets team. You know what I'm saying? They're playing passionately.
But you
know
where they work?
Enjoying themselves.
Have you seen that where it overlooks the city?
In Sunset, yep.
That's badass.
Yeah. No, the Nets have a lot of money behind them, man. It's a New York franchise, you know?
They're going to draw some players to Brooklyn. I think guys are going to want to play for this guy.
I hope so.
So do you ever go over and see a game? I went to see him play double overtime against the Pelicans one night, and Davis had 44 and 17, and the Nets lost in double overtime, but the place was packed. It was rocking.
Yeah, now Brooklyn supports, man. I haven't been to a game this year, but I go to games every year. You know, Barclays Center treats me great. Brett Yormark over there, and my manager, Anthony Catanzaro, is over there, and they do great things for me.
So here we go. Pacquiao and Broner. I was talking to B-Cust. I see you guys at every fight. You guys are badasses. You do a hell of a job at Showtime. You know that. You know, I told him I can't go to all them meetings you have to go to. I'd be freaking out. Bro.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times I spend my whole meeting just texting. You know, I don't apply to me. You know, I just got my phone real low and I just text and communicate with my people. You know what I'm saying?
How do you deal with all that? I'd lose my mind.
It's corporate stuff. You have to be fundamentally sound, you know, so you have to go through the
How
meetings.
Did you go from being a fighter to putting up with that?
I don't know. I don't know myself. You know, I still like being here. I like being around this atmosphere. And you know what? It's an hour or two a day in these meetings. The rest of the meetings, you know, you're with fighters, so guys are coming in and out and whatnot, so things change up. So, you know, it goes by. You know, you're an adult.
Were you surprised when HBO dropped boxing? What was your first reaction when you saw, like, whoa, you got to be kidding me? Or were you tripping? What?
No, I wasn't tripping. I feel like the writing was on the wall for a little while with them. You know, they hadn't made a lot of great decisions. I don't know if they had a lot of push behind their boxing. And I felt like they weren't making a lot of smart decisions with a lot of the fights they were choosing. And, you know, just through the years in general, I felt like it was a slow demise, but it was definitely a demise that probably started around the turn of the century. And it slowly got to the point where it is now, where it's gone for good.
So I was talking about Broner, and I always kind of thought he was a D. I always was like, bro, honestly, you don't have to be such a D to people. He hates the media. Seems like he hates everybody, but he loves himself, which I understand. I get it. It's cool. I think the guy's got hands, but I've been at his three losses. I've seen the guy lose. So which is it? Is he a good fighter, or is he just a D?
I think he's a good fighter. You know, he might be that too. He might be a D at times too, but I think he's a good fighter. But I think also people come to the terms and conclusions they want to. You know, when somebody's outspoken and loud and sometimes rude, you're going to generate positive and negative reviews, you know? But, you know, what's the difference with Conor McGregor?
It's ratings. Your boy Broner. People Adrian like to watch
Broner. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The difference with Conor McGregor and Adrian Broner. These guys both get ratings, right? They're a little bit outlandish and whatnot, but unfortunately, that's how you have to sell a fight in this day and age.
Man, you went at it with that, dude.
Both guys, yeah.
I mean, both of them, but I mean, more so McGregor, because you know I'm on your side, always. Well, yeah. But honestly, it got crazy. Like, you really hate that dude.
Well, it's not that I hate that dude. You know, he just has to stop posting about me. You know what I mean? If he stops posting about me.
He seems infatuated.
Like, recently, like, I know he's got, like, a little bit of a thing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got the video. He can just play the whole video, and then everybody will stop talking about it. If you just play the whole video, everybody will stop talking about it. But I feel like he's got, like, this thing for me, where if he doesn't post it, if he only shows the highlights, he can keep giving me little digs and make me think of him because he's got like a little thing for me because he keeps thinking about me. I'm seriously, he keeps thinking about me and he'll randomly post something every once in a while and then it'll force me to answer because everybody's going to give me questions. Like you just gave me a question, everybody else gives me questions about it and it's like people are going to be like, oh, Paulie's talking about Connor. But it's not really that. I'm more reacting than acting, you know what I'm saying? And if he just posts the video, I mean, at this point, if you're doing everything else, post the video.
But he doesn't win. He talks but doesn't win.
We don't even have to fight. Just post the video and everybody will stop talking about it.
Are you sick of watching him get all this money and then never win the
fight? I don't care about people's money. I don't count people's money. You know, I don't care how much money he makes. It's fine. I don't have to be sick of watching him make all this money. I get sick of watching him lose. Yeah, nobody wants to see a loser like constantly on TV. You know what I'm saying? You want to see winners. So yeah, I get sick that he's actually still on my TV screen getting fights where I can want to watch other guys more meritorious.
More deserving.
Yeah, more deserving and meritorious, you know. Especially that weight class that he's in MMA, you know, there's a lot of good fighters there. You know, it's not just him.
That's all they sell.
There's Khabib. There's Alia Quinta. There's Poirier. Holloway's coming up, even though I think he's another D. There's plenty of guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to keep pushing this guy down people's throats when he's a loser. Like, that's the annoying part. And more so that he keeps talking about me, because like I said, if he just posts a video, everybody stops talking about it.
Nobody will even care about his ass. I'm sick of his ass.
Pharrell, nobody will have to ask me a question ever again if he just posts a full video.
I've been going to Manny Pacquiao fights longer than I think you've been alive. Honest to God. I saw him fight Juan Manuel Marquez 4 times. I've seen every fight. He's fought everybody. You gotta give him credit. I mean, the guy has, I can't believe he's still fighting.
Pharrell, he turned pro before I ever picked up a boxing glove. I never even took a boxing lesson yet. He turned pro. So, you know, it's a long time.
So what do you think at 40? Who is he now? What's his game like?
You're definitely smarter at that age when you have all that experience. But, you know, physically, you're a little bit less. So I don't think you can outwork your opponent, but you can probably be smarter than your opponent.
You were late in your career and you had fights like this. What was it like when you're older?
Like I said, you can't rely on nobody.
Not athleticism anymore.
Not so much the athleticism, because I still have it in spots. You can't rely on work ethic anymore. You can't work as hard, and you can't outwork your opponent because your body just can't maintain that pace anymore. So, and genetically, you just can't do it. A human being can't, but you can be smarter, and you can pick your spots better. And that's where you look for him to have his success, you know? You look for him to have his success in being smarter and picking his spots better. So he's favored for a reason. I think it'll be a good fight.
Broner gets ratings. People like watching him fight. And obviously, people love watching Manny Pacquiao. I couldn't believe when I walked in here how many people were here for this, to be honest with you. The media, the scene, the whole thing.
It's the kind of fight that gets crossover appeal. You know, both guys kind of have crossed over. So I think because of that, this fight will generate not just boxing fans, but also fans from outside of the sport as well, casuals, as we call them.
Last question I got for you. I'm going to Dallas to see Mikey and Errol fight at Jerry's World. That's going to be awesome.
Dynamite. Yeah, absolutely. Dynamite.
What do you think of him going up 2 weights to fight Spence?
I think it's a fun fight, and both guys are tremendously, tremendously gifted and good fighters, and they're also very hard workers, and you can tell, not just because they're gifted, but you can tell that they're hard workers because their fundamentals are so great, and you don't get fundamentals that great unless you've really worked hard in the gym and dedicated yourself every day. So I think it's a tremendous fight for that reason, but I also think weight classes matter for a reason. They exist for a reason. Otherwise, we'd just be fighting everybody, and for that, I think Errol has the advantage.
Overtime question. I was at Fury Wilder. I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was awesome, too. Hopefully, I do it again.
Does it ever live up to the first time, like a lover?
You're right about that. Usually, it doesn't. But I think it takes on its own story each and every time. And that's the thing about fights. Yeah, a lot of times the sequel doesn't live up to the original, even in movies and even in lovers, like you said, and everything. But even in the high. But really, it's still going to write its own chapter. And we hope to see that in the next chapter written in that saga.
Paulie, love you. Always good to see you, brother. Happy New Year.
Love you, brother. Happy New Year.
Oh, man. Oh, by the way, that bling is shiny, son. I got to put my shades on. What do you got there?
It's a dog tag of a Sicilian Trinagria. It's the symbol for Sicily. You know, it goes back to the ancient Greeks because Sicily was dominated by the Greeks as well. So
that's badass.
That's the flag of Sicily, obviously, without the colors.
What did you call it, the fuego?
Trinagria. Basically, try, and then because it's got 3 heads, you know, so Trinagria.
That is badass, bro.
If everybody sees a Sicilian flag, this is the symbol on the Sicilian flag.
You're looking good, Paulie.
Thank you.
All right, check out Paulie Malignaggi on Showtime's pay-per-view Saturday night. Pacquiao Broner from the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Thanks, dude.
You got it, brother.
It's good having you on the Pharrell on a Bench and Pharrell on a Bets, my new podcast on Westwood One.
I look forward to keep on listening to it, man. Always happy to be on the show.
All right, my man. Paulie Malignaggi, everybody.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.